Cumberland County's WRKL, New City.
Good morning. It's now 11 o'clock. It's 26 degrees, minus 3 Celsius, and sunny. We're expecting a sunny, breezy, and milder day today with highs near 30 degrees. Consumer inflation last year was the worst in 33 years. The Labor Department says consumer prices climbed 1.2% in December, pushing the total 1979 inflation rate to 13.3%. The final consumer price index for the year will be used to figure cost of living raises for 90 million Americans, from unionized workers to food stamp recipients. RKL financial expert Gary Goldberg of Gary Goldberg & Company says the bad economic news will continue in the new year.
In my opinion, you will continue to see increases in the rate of inflation based upon the fact that the energy prices will continue to escalate. And as long as we remain international hostages to the Arab countries, we are going to continue to see inflation move higher. In addition to which, the money supply was up, which will indicate to many analysts that interest rates could turn around and move higher. They did come down from 15.75% in the prior rate down to 15%, but it would not be surprising at the current time to see another move upward in interest rates, at least for the short term.
Though inflation soared during the year, the price of a gallon of gasoline rose an average of about 35 cents, while home heating fuel jumped an average of 33 cents per gallon. Overall, energy costs went up by 34.7%, according to the Labor Department.